Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, you know, you take your time and you have a sad story to tell us too.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be heard. I think it is very important to have the chance to tell my story publicly. It is important for the Commission to understand the personal effect that decision that excludes men and women in same-sex relationship have. It is my hope that the telling of personal story like mine will lead to the change in the law and the change in the attitude that allows those laws to be made in the first place. I know that you have read my letter, so I will not repeat what I wrote there other than this brief description for people who might be listening. I love a man called John. He was Australian veteran. We were in a relationship for over 20 years. John died of war-related injury in 2004. I applied for a war widow's pension, and have I been in a heterosexual relationship with John, I would have been eligible. Because I was in a same-sex relationship, the pension was refused. I asked the Veteran Review Board to overturn the decision and this commission to be investigated without success. My lawyers are helping me make application to the United Nations Human Rights Committee now. The government has closed the door on me, and why? The only reason is because I'm a gay man who loves another man. Today, I want to tell you about how that made me feel as a person and as a permanent resident of this country. When I was rejected like that by the Department of Veteran Affairs and the Veteran Review Board, I felt as though my relationship with John had mean nothing to the society that I live in. That is not right. I want to be acknowledged as John's partner and lover, and treat to be consistent with that status. It was as though the loss of my long-term partner and my grief for his loss, was not even recognized by the government. The combination of the loss of my partner and the rejection by the government of the significance of my relationship caused me very serious emotional pain. In truth, I think I become depressed. I was recognized as John's carer in the last state of his life. I received the carer's pension, and because of my carer for John, he did not need to be admitted to any veterans hospice or medical facility. I took good care of him. Now that John has gone, of course, I no longer receive that pension. But without financial support of the war widow's pension that I should be entitled to because of my long-term relationship with John, I'm struggling financially. I'm not a very outspoken person by nature, but the reason I have chosen to speak out is because I feel this is so wrong. I want to be treated and respected equally. I just want to be treated like everyone else. But it is deeper than that. I have the right to be treated equally and for my love and connection to John to be recognized as openly as heterosexual unions are. I would also like to answer any question you might have for me. Thank you.
Jira, thank you for coming and telling us that story. It is regrettably a story that have heard before in other submissions also, with the difficulties that veterans and their partners experience, particularly with the reversionary pension that you've mentioned and also the death penalties. It is a serious matter that we are aware of, but it helps us to have stories like the one that you've been prepared to come along and tell us today. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I'd like to add one more thing. Things has been changed, I believe, but when I applied for permanent residency back in 1986, because of our status, it took 4 years to get me permanent residency, which approved in 1990. It took us 4 years.
Thank you. The migration laws are an area that we will be looking at also. But thank you for raising it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.